And in studio this morning, it's Andrea Heyman and Aaron Matlock, both from the Redmond School Districts. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us here today. Aaron, first off, what do you do at the school district?
I am one of the K-5 teachers. I specifically work with the online students as well as help run some of our in-person opportunities when the kids come in for some enrichment things.
Okay. And Andrea, what's your job?
I am the alternative learning specialist for the Redmond School District, and one of those jobs being the administrator for the online program, which is RSD Flex. So I run the program from kindergarten through 12th grade and actually beyond with our GED program.
So what does RSD Flex involve?
Sure. So RSD Flex is the Redmond School District's online program. So when it was created, we wanted to provide an option for students to be able to still be part of the Redmond School District, but do all of their learning online from home. So we use a virtual platform for students that's supported by Redmond School District teachers. And so students do all of their learning, their regular classes. They get a standard Redmond School District diploma. They are dual enrolled. So they're still part of their school, their boundary school. So whether that's a high school, elementary, or middle school, and they work through the curriculum with supported teachers, and that's how they do their learning.
Do they still get to be involved in, let's say, sports, for example?
Yep. So if you are in RSD Flex, you are partnered with your boundary school. So for example, if you're a Ridgeview student, you are a Ridgeview student that gets to go to prom, you get to play sports, you get to be part of clubs and activities, but all of your learning is done online with the virtual program through RSD Flex.
So who's this designed for then?
This is designed for students who, a lot of different students. So it can be students who are behind and are looking to get some accelerate through classes to get caught up. It can be for very independent students who are looking to be able to work at their own pace through the curriculum. It can be for students who have a lot of other activities. Maybe they're doing travel sports or have jobs that make it hard for them to get to school. And so they can really work through the courses at their own pace on their own timeline.
So Aaron, since you're specifically K through five with this program, that's got to involve a lot of parent time, right? Because you're not going to have a second grader at home alone doing classes.
Right, absolutely. So we have two different portions to our K-5. We have the online portion, which is very similar to middle and high school. It goes K-12. And they are also a part of their boundary school as well. So our students can attend outdoor school, track meets, things that are designed for any Redmond School District elementary kiddo. And then we also have a paper pencil curriculum called our Unplugged program. And either one of those programs really depend on the communication between our elementary teachers and the parents. It's a choice program, so we tend to see families sign up for this that are looking to maybe try out a homeschooling method, but really rely on some support and some guidance, and we provide that for them.
Is this 100% classes online? They don't get a choice, or can they go, say, 2 days a week to the classroom?
They their core content would be online if they choose our online option over paper pencil. And then every elementary student has the option to come in person in the afternoons to clubs or activities that we provide. We also have some educational reading groups, math groups through Google Meets. So we provide a lot of different options so that each elementary family can kind of cater it to what their student needs.
What kind of results have you seen with this, and how long has this program been going?
Well, it's been going for
since 2012, actually.
Wow. Yes, we're very flexible. Part of RSD Flex is just maintaining that flexibility. So we have kind of molded and adapted, especially through COVID and after COVID. But We have our Connections program is nationally accredited. We have high pass rates. We retain our students K-5 and onward. And so we are seeing great success, and word is really starting to get out about the different things that we offer and how we are somewhat different than maybe a homeschool or charter school because of our tie to Redmond School District and the extra things they offer.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND, and we're talking with Andrea Heyman and Aaron Matlock from Redmond School District. Andrea, why did the school district create this Flex program to begin with? Because this started way before the epidemic.
Yeah. Yep. So it was started in 2012 by our actual technology director, our current technology director. But the reason that we started it is because we saw a need for some students to be able to work online while doing other things. So we had students who wanted to accelerate ahead or were doing travel sports or things like that. We had some rodeo families and some BMX bike families that were doing a lot of travel. And so we really saw a need to be able to provide an option for students where they could still be part of the school district, but able to not be in school every day. It started small. In the first few years, it ranged between 25 and 50 students. And then it just continually grew. And then we adapted after COVID. We saw an increase and then a little bit of a drop. But since then, we've increased every single year significantly. So we have about 100 extra new students every single year to the program. And I really believe that part of it is being able to provide choice and also the support that we offer. So students can come in for open office hours and meet with their teachers one-on-one, get some extra help. Teachers are very good about emailing students and communicating with students. We really believe that every student can, and sometimes they just need something a little bit different and that flexibility to be successful. We really have seen that success in the program.
Aaron mentioned the graduation rates and everything like that has been consistent and kids stick with the program. It's kind of surprising to me because we always heard right after COVID that online learning was bad for kids. They didn't learn, but this seems to turn that on its head.
Yeah. I think that because during COVID, it wasn't a choice for students, that's what everybody had to do. But I do think out of that, some students realized that they were able to learn online at their own pace. And that means even slower. So they could slow down, they could rewatch, they could reread, re-go through material. And so instead of a one-paced classroom, they were able to slow it down and able to meet their individual needs. And so I think some of those students realized that they actually learned better online in just a different situation. And so I think a lot of those students ended up staying. We also have some alternative options with GED and some really supportive staff with that. And so I think the word has spread about students being able to get some extra help and go back to school and get their GED if it wasn't successful for them to be in the building. But they're still our Redmond School District students, and we want all the best for them. And so being able to provide things that support them through their educational needs.
Aaron, what do you say to parents who are considering the program?
We always encourage families who are considering, especially our elementary program, to come in and meet with us. We want them to know exactly what we offer, the different options that we provide both online and with paper pencil. And we really want to make them feel comfortable before they sign up that this is something that they can do and want to do. It's such a huge importance to have that communication between the parent and ourselves and the kids, just to give the student the best experience that we can provide for them. So we want to make sure that it's the right fit for the kids who are going to sign up and enroll with us.
If they start this, doesn't work out, can they just go back to regular classes.
Yeah, and that's another great thing, too, about being linked with the Redmond School District is they're dually enrolled in their boundary school, so they can absolutely move back to their boundary school if they feel like this isn't the option for them. And we do recognize that this is not an option that everybody might want to participate in, but it absolutely works for the kids that we have.
Andrea, how do people find out more about this?
Yeah, so one of the best ways is to check out our website. So it's rsdflex.redmondschools.org. And so you can also find that by just going to the Redmond School District, clicking on schools, and RSD Flex is an option on there. But we have enrollment information and program information for each of our programs. And our email and phone numbers are on there. So parents or students can check it out and give us a call, and we'd love to talk more about the program.
Andrea Heyman and Aaron Matlock, Redmond School District, thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.